Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Opposition has killed the Sheffield Pot Farm project. The town planning board last week denied a special permit for a commercial cannabis farm that abutters fought for months on the grounds that it would destroy the atmosphere of their neighborhood and make it unsafe. In a 5-0 vote after deliberations by phone conference that went late into the night, the board rejected the application, saying the location in Ashley Falls just is not right for a neighborhood that is packed with homes. After 2 public hearings, board members appeared determined to make that decision given the opposition that included an online petition. Plans are in the works in Sharon for the addition for the rear of the 128-year-old stone building. That is not huge, but will be extraordinarily benefit to only patrons, but the community and staff as well. The Hotchkiss Library in Sharon is planning that expansion. Executive Director Gretchen Hochmeister and David Moore, head of the library's building committee, said the addition will be just under 1,600 square feet and sit in a tidy rectangle. The main priority for the construction is to make the building's bathroom and entrance handicapped accessible. It will also provide a dedicated workspace for the staff, whose desks are now scattered around the main area and taking up space needed by patrons. The cost estimate for the project is $2.2 million. The design has yet to be completed so far. The project has received approval from the Historic District Commission and a 4-foot setback variance from the Zoning Board of Appeals. The next step would be to seek approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission. The hope is to break ground sometime this summer. In the wake against violence against Asians, Great Barrington Police want members of the local Asian community to know that the department supports them. In a statement of support, Great Barrington Police Chief invited Asian residents to reach out to him, quote, for a conversation of understanding, end quote. We went on to say it's essential for them to continue to build relationships and identify needs so that we have a rapport designed to help foster deep dialogues. Boston Magazine has named Great Barrington as one of Massachusetts' top places to live. The magazine says Great Barrington fresh air, sports, and its cute walkable Main Street are just a few of the reasons why the town made it to the top of its places to live. The Berkshire's town might be 150 miles outside of Boston, it went on to say, but it doesn't feel anything like the boonies. According to that story in the March edition of the magazine, in which the focus on post-COVID-19 world of the Boston area, real estate, and beyond. In New York State, Democrats are determined to take back County Board of Supervisors in Columbia County. With the successful 2020 election in the rearview mirror, the Democratic Committee is looking forward and preparing for the next contest. Their third annual Blue Wave Brunch, headlined by Congressman Antonio Delgado and scheduled for April 24th, is the beginning. Quote, we have the opportunity to bring proactive community government to all of Columbia County residents this year, according to Keith Kanaga, chair of the CCDC. In Philmont, a Saratoga County man was arrested on felony drug possession charges after an incident in Philmont last week. Dwayne McEwen, 40, of Half Moon, was allegedly in possession of approximately 60 grams of fentanyl, 40 grams of crack and powder cocaine, concentrated cannabis, a large quantity of marijuana, and over $5,000 in cash. He was charged with 2 counts of third-degree criminal possession of a controlled substance with intent to sell, 2 counts of criminal possession of a controlled substance, both Class B felonies, and was arraigned in Claverick Town Court before Justice Michael Brandon. He was released in his own recognizance and scheduled to appear in court on March 25th. In Great Barrington area, high school students are being called on to apply and create Art for Lamppost banners in the downtown Great Barrington Cultural District. Placemaking Initiative is highlighting cultural and historic sites in Great Barrington, as well as themes tied to creative economy, local historic preservation, and rising cultural awareness. Downtown Great Barrington lampposts will be adorned with banner art inspired by these themes and created by area high school students. 24 banners will be featured along Main Street and Railroad Street over the summer months. High school students wishing to participate should email neelweber@gmail.com. That email should arrive by April 15th. The Southern Berkshire Regional School District is holding a negotiation subcommittee meeting that will happen today at 2:30. It is a Zoom meeting. In Cornwall today at 4 o'clock, the Affordable Housing Committee meeting is via Zoom. If you'd like to attend the meeting as a listening member of the public, contact Jay Mullen at northwesthillscog.org for the Zoom meeting details. At 7 o'clock tonight in Cornwall, the Zoning Board of Appeals has a meeting via Zoom. Check with the zoning office there, 860-672-4957. In Salisbury, the Planning and Zoning Commission has a special meeting coming up at 5:30 this evening. In Sharon, the Historic District Commission has a meeting scheduled for 6 p.m. this evening. In Millerton, a special meeting of the board will be held at 6 p.m. this evening. The Claverick Free Library is bringing you the third installment in a series of free cooking classes from local kitchens to yours. The virtual class will be broadcast tonight at 6 p.m. To pre-register, email info@claverickliberary.org or call 518-851-7120. Coming up in Kent, the Inland Wetlands Commission has their regular meeting tonight at 7 p.m. Tomorrow in Falls Village, a special meeting of the Board of Selectmen will happen at 10:30 in the morning. Region 1 tomorrow, the Board of Education has a special meeting at 6:30. Also coming up on March 24th, the ABC Committee is going to be held at 7 p.m. Town of Sheffield Select Board has a meeting that comes up tomorrow at 5 p.m. via Zoom. Dover Union Free School District Board of Education meeting is tomorrow at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast Planning Board has a meeting on Wednesday via Zoom at 7:30. In Sheffield, the Planning Board has a virtual meeting on Wednesday at 7 p.m. COVID-19 drive-through testing will be held Thursday from 1 till 4 at North Canaan Town Hall, 100 P Street. It's free of charge. No appointment is necessary. Anybody can be tested. Forms can be completed beforehand at northcanaan.org. No insurance or ID is required. Testing with or without symptoms. No minimum age requirement. Results you will receive in 3 to 5 days through the SEMA 4 online portal. Southern Berkshire Regional School District School Committee meeting is coming up on Thursday at 6 p.m. It is via Zoom. Great Barrington Planning Board sets a hearing for the cannabis and other zoning changes. That'll be held via Zoom at 6 p.m. on the 25th before they go before voters at the annual town meeting in June. In Sheffield, the Housing Committee has a meeting on Thursday. That meeting is set for 7 p.m. via Zoom as well. The Bushnell Sage Library in Sheffield will present an animated online chess class featuring Glenn Davison on Thursday at 7 p.m. Pre-registration is required. You can access their link via their website, bushnellsagelibrary.com. Southern Berkshire Regional School District School Committee has a negotiation subcommittee meeting on Friday at 2:30 via Zoom. On March 27th, the Falls Village Recreation Commission has their annual Easter egg hunt, 10 o'clock at the Lee H. Kellogg School Athletic Field. In Salisbury, Scoville Library plans some grizzly times. Grizzly stories, reflections on natural history and advocacy will be presented March 27th at 4 p.m. at the Scoville Library. More information at scovillelibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 32,627.97, the NASDAQ at 13,215.24, and the S&P 500 at 3913.10. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.